The envelope around the old hunting lodge was complete. Louis's ministers were installed in their new apartments, and the king began governing from Versailles. Now, Louis decided he would make the palace his permanent home, and insisted that leading French nobles come and live there too.
Allons. Il est temps maintenant que l'on prenne toutes les dispositions pour que Versailles devienne la demeure du roi de France.
There's no question that for Louis, the nobility, particularly the great court nobility, were an essential aspect of his kingship. They surrounded him with glory and status. This is a state where the ultimate decider on granting favour or refusing favour is in the hands of the king. If you were looking for a military command, if you were looking for favours for many of your clients, supporters and family, then the way to achieve this was by getting access to Louis, and to a lesser extent by gaining access to the ministers around Louis.
But housing all the nobles would mean yet more building work. Louis's finance minister, Jean-Baptiste Colbert, worried about the cost.
Du grand commun à l'aile du midi, faites en sorte que tous trouvent la place qui leur revient.
Versailles manque d'appartements. Sire, il va falloir encore construire...
Mais construisons, Colbert. Construisons.
Si le roi est à Versailles, si rien ne peut se faire en France sans passer par le roi, toute la noblesse sera à Versailles.
Louis wanted the nobility at Versailles in order that he could keep an eye on them. The message he wanted to give to his nobles was this: you don't need to rebel to get what you want. What you have to do is come and pay your court to me.